today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet tells us about the great festivities that happen at the Simchas Beis Sheva. Chasidim Anshei Maisa, Yimarakti Lefneim, Bavuko Shal Ur Shabi Yadein. They had a Chasidim, and people were Anshei Maisa would dance in front of the people who came to watch, and they would juggle flames, they would juggle torches in their hands, like we said the other day, that they would juggle eight torches at a time. And only people who were Chasidim Anshei Maisa, who wouldn't get carried away and start acting in a way of Kalas Rosh, were allowed to participate in this kind of celebration. And they would say Divrei Shiros B'Tishbachos in front of them, meaning those who had never done an Aveiru would say that we don't feel bad about our younger years because we never did an Aveira. And those who had done an Aveira but had done Tshuva said that we're very happy about our older years because we were able to be mechaper for our younger years, right? So they would all have to say divrei. They would all have nice things to say. And then there were others that said elu ve'elu omrim. All of them rather said ashri mishalo chato mishachato v'nimchalo, that fortunate is one who never sinned and someone who did sin received a mechila, right? That's what those were, these divrei shiros v'tishpachos that they would say. V'alavim b'kinoros b'nevalim b'mitzaltayim v'chatzotzos v'klei shir b'lo mispar. The Levim played harps and lyres and cymbals and trumpets and other musical instruments. Al chamesh esrei malos hayardos me ezras yisrael ezras nashim, and they would play these instruments while standing on the 15th steps that went down from the ezras yisrael to the ezras nashim. Keneged chamisha asr shira malos shebetilim, and those 15 steps correspond to the 15 shira malos that you have in Tehillim. Shalein Levim omdim b'klei shir va'omrim shira, and on which the Levim stood with musical instruments and sang Shira. Va'amdu shnei kohanim b'shara elyon sh'orid me'ezras yisrael ezras nashim v'shtei chatzotzos b'yadein. So the Simchas Beis Sheva continued through the night until it came time to go to the Shiloach to get the water for the Nisach HaMayim. So the Mishnah describes how that would happen. So the two kohanim stood in the Shar HaElyon at the top of the 15th step that went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim, and they had two trumpets in their hands. Kara HaGever Taku V'Riv V'Taku, when the announcer would call out, a kohen would have to announce before daybreak that everyone should get up, that everyone should wake up and go do the avoda that they had to do. So when the Kara HaGever, they blew a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah. Higiu L'mala Asiris Taku V'Riv V'Taku, when they got to the 10th step again, tekiah, trua, tekiah. Higiu L'azara Taku V'Riv V'Taku, when they got to the floor of the Ezras Nashim, again, Tekiah Tru Tekiah, Hayutokin Vaholchanach Megiyan Lashari Yotze Mizrach. And they would continue blowing as they went, with people following them across the Ezras Nashim until they got to the gate at the other side that led out to the eastern side. Higiu Lashari Yotze Mizrach, Havchu Pnein Lamara Va'amru. When they got all the way to the eastern gate, they would turn their face toward the west, and they said, Avoseinu Shayba Makomazah Chareyam Elhechel Hashem Uvneim Kedma. Our forefathers, when they stood in this place, their backs were to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were facing the east. Ve'hema mishtachavim kedma l'shemesh, and they would bow toward the sun in the east. Va'anu l'ka einenu, and we, our eyes, are faced toward Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yishon va'omrim, anu l'ka l'ka einenu, that they would repeat it. They would say, we are to God, we bow to God, to Hashem, for what He's done for us in the past, and our eyes are turned toward Hashem, hoping for future salvation as well. And then they would go to the Shiloach, where they would draw the water for the Nisuch HaMayim. So now Mishnah Hey. We said that the trumpets they would blow the trumpets a whole bunch of times in the Beis HaMikdash throughout Sukkot. So they were blown during this walk toward the Shiloach to get the water for the Nisuch HaMayim. When the water was brought to the Beis HaMikdash and when the Aravos were stood by the sides of the Mizbeach, they also were blowing trumpets. So the Mishnah deals with these times and other times that they would blow trumpets, that ain't pochsin me esrim va'achas tekios b'mikdash, that you never find less than 21 tekios being blown on one day in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'in mosifin al-arba'a mushmona, but you never had more than 48. So how is it that it's always between 21 and 48? 48 tekios that were blown. Every day there were 21 tekios. Why? They needed 3 tekios for the opening of the gates of the Azara each and every morning. There were 9 more tekios that accompanied the Tamid Shel Shachar. There were 9 more tekios that accompanied the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So that happened every single day. So, I mean, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and opening the gates happened every single day. So that's 9 plus 9 plus 3, so that's a minimum of 21 that came out. So the Mishnah tells us that there were 2 instances where they blew the trumpets that didn't happen every day. When Karban Musaf was brought, they had another 9 tekios. Ube Erev Shabbos, we must even Od Sheish. And when it was Erev Shabbos, they had another 6 tekios. Why another 6 tekios in Erev Shabbos? Shalosh lahafti la'ami malacha. 3 to stop people from doing malacha, because it's to let them know Shabbos is coming. V'shalosh lahavdil mekodesh l'chol. And 3 to let them know that Shabbos has pretty much just arrived. So they were blown a lot of times in Sukkot as well. So the Mishnah is going to just demonstrate to us that how you could ever get to the number 48. So Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag Hayusham Arbaim Ushmona. On Erev Shabbos during Sukkot there were 48 tekios. Why? Here we go. Shalosh L'Psich HaSharim. 3 for the opening of the gates. Shalosh L'Shara Elyon. Another 3 for when they were going to the Shaloach from the Shara Elyon. V'Shalosh L'Shara Tachton. Another 3 when they got to the lower gate, to the Shara Tachton. V'Shalosh L'Mile Amayim. Another 3 when they would fill up the water from the Shiloach, v'shalosh al gabei mizbeach. Another 3 when they would lean the aravos over the top of the mizbeach. So that's already 15. Teisha l'tamid shel shachar plus another 9 for the tamid shel shachar. That's already 24. V'teisha l'tamid shel bein arba'im. Another 9 for the tamid shel bein arba'im. That's already 33. V'teisha l'musafin. Another 9 for the karban musaf. That's already 42. And then since it's erev Shabbos, shalosh l'havdil es ha'min amalacha, v'shalosh l'havdil min kodesh l'chol. Another 3 to stop people from doing malacha. And another 3 to be mavdil bein kodesh l'chol. So to summarize what we learned today, we learned Mishnah is Dalet and Hey, and Mishnah Dalet we learned that the Chasidim and Anshei Maisa would dance and would juggle fire, and they would say Divrei Shiros v'Sishpachos. The Levim would play all sorts of musical instruments on the 15 steps that led from the Ezra Shal to the Ezra Nashim, which corresponded to the 15 Shir HaMalos in Tehillim. And the Levim would stand there with their musical instruments, and they would say Shira. 2 Kohanim would stand by the Shar HaElyon that would go down from the Ezra Shal to the Ezra Nashim, carrying 2 trumpets. As soon as it was indicated that it was time to do so, they would blow a tekiah tru tekiah. They'd get to the 10th step and another tekiah tru tekiah. They'd get to the Azara, another tekiah tru tekiah. They would continue to blow tekiahs and truas until they got to the shar that went out toward the Mizrach. Once they got there, they turned around and they said, unlike our forefathers who bowed to the sun, we're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our face is toward the Heichal Hashem. The only time you're allowed to face your back to the Heichal Hashem is when you're facing Klal Yisrael, right? When you're showing kavod to the tzibur, the Gemara makes that point in Maseches Sota that you see from the Kohanim that they turn their back to the Shechina in order to bless Klal Yisrael. So anyway, they say we're not bowing to the sun; we're bowing only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they would say Anu Luka Luka Einenu. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that the number of tekiyos blown on the Beis Hamikdash was always between 21 and 48. 21 every single day, because 3 for opening up the gates in the morning, 9 for each, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Now, when they would have a Karban Musaf, it would be another 9. When it was Erev Shabbos, it was another 6. 3 to stop people from doing Malacha, 3 to let them know that it was already Shabbos. When it was Erev Shabbos on Sukkot, that's when they hit the maximum of 48. And the Mishnah enumerates how they got to the number of 48. But from next time, we will learn Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.